Los Altos Village Council Meeting Board, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bus?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the minutes from the regular council meeting of December 13th, 2021. Unless there are corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes of December 13th meeting.
Second.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bus?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, under correspondence, got a couple things. Christmas card from the governor's office. Got an email from the U.S. Census Bureau talking about the census count question resolution operation. It's called the CQR. If anybody's interested in seeing that, it'll be up here. Got a letter from the Coshocton Fairfield looking Perry Solid Waste District. It states that on September 3rd, 2021, the policy committee voted to approve the solid waste district updated solid waste management plan based on their extensive review of the existing plans and sent it to the Ohio EPA for their review. Once we received the incorporated their comments and suggestions, the plan was once again approved on December 3rd and is now out for public comment. Copies of the proposed plan update are available for review at the district office at 675 Pine Road, Newark, Ohio, 43055, and at the county commissioner's office in New Lexington, Newark, Lancaster, and Coshocton. You can also find it on our webpage at www.cflpswd.org. Public comment period begins on January 3rd and ends on February 22nd. A series of public hearings will be held. Hearings will follow the comment period according to the following schedule. February 7th at the County Commissioners in Coshocton. February 8th, Fairfield County Commissioners in Lancaster. February 9th at Perry County Commissioner's Office in New Lexington. And February 10th, at the Licking County Commissioner's Office in Newark. In addition, the Board of Directors has initiated the process of designating solid waste facilities to which solid waste generated within the district may be transferred or disposed. A public hearing will be held on February 25th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. in Room A, basement of the Donald D. Hill Administration Building, 20 South 2nd Street, Newark, Ohio, 43055. Please do not hesitate to call the district office or your policy committee representative if you have questions about this proposed plan update or designation process prior to the public hearing. You're welcome to come to the hearing and share your thoughts. You may want to see the letter. We'll also be available. And the last piece of communication I got is from the Coshocton County Regional Planning Commission. I'll just give you the Reader's Digest version of these three pages, but it basically the Coshocton County Regional Planning Commission provides a variety of services and information to Coshocton County townships and municipalities. Membership in the CCRPC is based on an annual fee of 5 cents per person based on the most recent U.S. Census Bureau estimates for your village. It goes on to say that our fee will be $115, and it gives the membership information form as well as an invoice for the fee. And I will need to designate someone to sit on the Regional Planning Commission. Ron has sat on it for years. I'll make a decision before the end of the year as we approach committee assignments for next year. And I'll just touch base on that real quick. Those of you sitting here at the table will be reassigning committees the first meeting in January. So if there's something that you're on that you don't enjoy being on, or there's an area that you would like to be considered for, please make it known. Okay, no citizens' comments. Let's move on to the department reports. Nothing from fire, fiscal officer.
Okay. Legislation we have on the table for tonight. Everything is receiving its third and final reading. I'll just briefly touch on the pieces that pertain to the finance department. The first one is ordinance 2021-83, the pay and benefit schedule. We did have a finance meeting tonight as well as last week, and a topic of discussion was whether or not, I guess, entertaining the possibility of keeping Amy Menley on as a part-time employee and to work as an administrative assistant to the police chief. He was planning on, or at least looking into the possibility of having a part-time officer work a couple of days a week at least to free him up, so we would still have road coverage and he could complete some admin work. But we've also looked at the possibility of Amy, and you know, talking to the committee the past couple weeks about that, the pay and benefit schedule does reflect that option to keep her on as part-time. And so we've removed the office manager title as an employee, and we've added the administrative assistant title in there. So at her tier where she's at in the 1 to 5 year bracket, that would be at a $14.02 an hour pay rate. So that change was made in there, and then also a couple of other places throughout the ordinance to define what that role is as far as the job description towards the back, and then also to list her as a non-exempt employee on page 4 of the employees there. Next would be resolution 2021-84, and that deals with the allocation of the employees' pay and what funds their pay comes out of. And I also updated this resolution to reflect the changes in the pay and benefit ordinance to remove the office manager position and add the administrative assistant as part-time on that grid. As far as the allocations on there, it differs from the office manager as to where the majority of her pay is going to come out of the general fund, mainly the police department budget itself, since that's where most of her work is going to be at the administrative task with him. The next one that will receive its third reading tonight is ordinance 2021-86, and that's the one that has to do with the rate increase for the septic haulers, and we're raising that from 2 cents a gallon to 3 cents a gallon. So again, that will receive its third reading tonight, and that will go into effect January 1st. And the last one that I want to mention is ordinance 2021-87, and that is our 2022 permanent annual appropriations ordinance. I made some minor tweaks to that just to allow for the changes with having the administrative assistant position into the budget. It actually lessened the police department budget by having her stay on versus a part-time officer, so I adjusted that part of the budget accordingly. And then it increased the sewer department by a little over $1,000. So yeah, just made a few minor changes in there, and that one is ready to go. That's all I have with legislation. I did mention we had the finance meeting tonight. I did get November balanced out and closed out, so I presented those monthly reports to the Finance Committee. The bills have been passed around for approval, and speaking of the bills, since we will not be meeting again here this year, there will be some final bills that will need to be paid before the end of the year that I know are going to come in between now and the end of the year, and I'd just like approval from you if it's okay to go ahead and take care of those bills so that they're on this year's budget and I don't have to carry over purchases and expenses into next year.
Motion to approve the fiscal officer to pay any remaining bills in for the month of December 2021.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
And that's all I have.
Okay, addressing the police department, we do have one item we need to discuss. Chief Walters has hired, effective December 16th, Brandon Bishop to replace Sarah Varner, and I would entertain a motion to approve that appointment. He cannot be here tonight because he's training on third shift.
Brandon Bishop?
Brandon Bishop. Make a motion, we approve his hiring of Brandon Bishop.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, solicitor.
Other than the trial coming up this week, I don't have a lot to report.
Okay. Sweet and short.
Yep.
Village administrator, Tammy?
I have first to ask for approval for a sewer refund for a resident on North Center Street. She had a leak in her sewer line, which has been repaired, and the amount which was calculated would be a credit of $540.97.
Any questions, comments, questions? Motion to approve the credit.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Then I have the third and final reading of Resolution 2021-81, the resolution authorize and direct the village administrator to advertise for bids to sell two passenger vehicles and a street sweeper. And then that, if it's approved tonight, we'll go in and add next week. I will submit that to the Beacon tomorrow, and they will run that in December 29th and January 5th to add. So it has to run for those 2 weeks, and then we'll be able to finalize those bids. The 21st will be the last day to receive those bids, and we'll open it on the 24th on our council meeting. And then I have also leaf pickup is complete for the year, and anyone else with any remaining leaves is asked to please get them disposed of through the trash pickup or on their own. And then we have also tomorrow morning street sweeping will commence. They will be here from 8 in the morning until 5 sweeping. They're going to do the entire village, and we have asked residents to not park on the streets at all possible, and to keep things free of obstruction, so we do the best possible cleaning that we can from them. And that's all I have.
Okay. Very good. Moving on, committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community and business relations.
Nothing at this time.
Community and business development.
Nothing at this time.
Finance.
We met tonight, discussed finances and the 2022 budget, and I need approval for the end of November cash summary.
Motion to approve end of November cash summary.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, nothing new from Fire Dependence Board, nothing from Warden's Park Board.
Nothing right now.
You have something that you want to share?
Oh, you got something?
Fire dependency.
Go ahead, do your thing.
The what?
Go do your thing, and then I'll come back.
I'm done with my thing.
Okay.
All right, what do you got for fire dependency?
Okay, Fire Dependency Board met on December the 15th and reorganized. Glenn Hill is the chair of that committee. Christy Maurer is the secretary. The council representatives are Christy Maurer and Tim Cheney. Marty Glazier is the village resident, and the fire department representatives are Glenn Hill and Jesse Farley.
That's
it, sorry.
Planning Commission. Ronnie, Planning Commission?
Pardon?
Anything from Planning Commission?
No, they keep canceling the meetings. I'm getting a little fed up with them.
Okay. Public safety, nothing there that I'm aware of. Public works, Rich?
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from record retention, nothing from rules. Okay, let's get this legislation taken care of. Up for the third reading. Resolution 2021-81, a resolution to authorize and direct the village administrator to advertise for bids to sell two passenger vehicles and a street sweeper. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt resolution 2021-81.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay, up for also the third and final reading, ordinance 2021-83, an ordinance establishing the 2022 pay and benefit schedule for the village of West Lafayette, repealing ordinances and resolutions therewith and declaring an emergency. That was the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-83.
Second.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Next, third and final reading, resolution 2021-84, a resolution to adopt the base pay and benefit allocation for the employees of the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and to repeal ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2021-84.
Second.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Up for a third and final reading, ordinance 2021-86, an ordinance amending and permitting and regulating the receipt of discharge hold domestic septage at the village of West Lafayette wastewater treatment plant and declaring an emergency. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to approve ordinance 2021-86.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
And last but not least, ordinance 2021-87, third and final reading. Ordinance 2021-87, 2022 permanent annual appropriations ordinance, an ordinance to make permanent appropriations for current expenses and expenditures of the village of West Lafayette, state of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-87.
Second.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, the only other thing I have, three of you, your terms expire in another week, 10 days, and you need to be sworn in when we finish the regular meeting. Those of you who want to be sworn in now, we'll get it done so you don't have to worry about it later. So if you want to hang around as soon as we finish the regular business meeting, we'll do that. Any committee meetings need to be scheduled.
Finance, January 10th at 6:30.
Anybody else? Once? Twice? Go on. Okay, finance, January 10th, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. Bills been around for approval?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay bills?
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Horton?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Haney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Horton?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
We are adjourned.
All right, in 2022, one time I want to hear you make a motion to approve something first.
Why?